There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Monday. Glad to have you all along. Phone line and the text line, both 343-0106, 343-0106. Reminder two, if you're, hopefully you're running the FM Talk 106.5 app that's free and pretty darn cool, I think so, and waiting for you over at the App Store for iPhone users. If you're hip like me with an Android, like all the cool kids, go to Google Play and just look for FMTALK1065. No point between the six and five because, I don't know, messing something up. Just FMTALK1065. Search that. You'll see our logo. That's the app. Download it. Downloads quickly and stream the station there. Check out our great social media feeds with all the great news and information coming out. Well, some of it's great. News and information coming out throughout the day. Also, access to 55 hours a week plus a podcast we put up every week. Live local shows from right here at Airport and 65. Show schedules, traffic maps, weather, all that information on there. So grab the FM Talk 106.5 app when you can. All right. I mentioned as we went into the news that my friend Mike Bunn, who is over what happens at historic Blakely State Park, is joining us because he's going to talk about a lot of stuff happening at Blakely. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
So this next month, y'all are always doing stuff, and I know you'll talk about how people can follow y'all on social media, but you got a lot packed into coming up the next few weeks.
We sure do. February is really, really just off with a bang for us, and there's just several things going on. We've got bunch of cruises, got some big events, and there are two specifically I want to let people know about today. They're two of our largest annual events.
What you got? Like, what? Let's lead off. Which is the? We'll do it chronologically.
Okay, chronologically, the first Saturday of the month, February 4th, we're holding our annual Battlefield Blitz. It's a 5K fun run and a fundraiser for us with a lot of community corporate sponsors that help it all make it all happen. And it's a fun 5K. We started off literally with a cannon firing because you're running on a battlefield.
Makes sense.
We'll have Mobe Beignet Company here, and registration is open. We'd love to have you help support the park and come out and have a good time and a timed 5K that's become a regional event that's starting to get a little traction.
I get traction. I get jokes. A little traction on those shoes. And what a beautiful place. What a beautiful place to run, too.
Oh, yeah. And it's unique to be running where it's a great course under any consideration. But the fact that you're literally running on part of Alabama's largest Civil War battlefield, it's definitely unique. And it's a once, you just don't get that experience in a lot of other courses that are run for 5Ks. And so we think we've got a little something special to offer in a beautiful setting, in a historic setting.
So sign up. You were saying that. I mean, do you have to sign up beforehand or at the event?
Yeah. You can register the day of, but it costs you a few dollars less to go ahead and advance register and reserve yourself a place in the race and get a t-shirt with it. So we'll have one ready for you when you book that day. Just everything is through our website, our events page, blakeleypark.com. You'll find the registration portal right there, and all that you need to do, you can do in just a minute or two through our website.
All right, and then the next signature event on the docket.
February 19th, after a month of a lot of interesting cruises we're doing a really special day that we're really excited about. We're partnering with Five Rivers, and we're hosting our annual Alabama Authors Day at Five Rivers. So it's a tag team effort. We'll be running cruises during the day, but the feature event is to have several authors of local and statewide recognition and beyond come in and talk to us a little bit about some of the interesting writing that they've done about Alabama's past, about its natural environment. We've got folks including Wayne Flint, who was a good friend of Harper Lee, who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird. He's written a book about his relationship with her. We've got several local historians, and it's going to be the first time that the book that chronicles the archaeology about the Clotilda comes out from the University of Alabama Press. We've got state archaeologist Stacy Hathorne, who will be here introducing that, and it'll be the first public event for that brand new release. So it's got several speakers and a schedule from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Every one of them will have a few minutes to talk about their book, have a chance to purchase a book if you'd like, meet them, talk with them. It's just a full day of events. The author events and the lectures are free. The cruises that we're running through the Delta, of course, you can sign up for any of those you'd like on the webpage.
Are the cruises, Mike, are the cruises aligned with, like, this cruise goes with this author, or is it those just simultaneous or on the same day?
No, not really. We're in the morning, we're doing something called a secret Delta tour, where we take people to some little-known areas. They're within a short distance of the causeway there that they may not be all that familiar with, some great opportunities to view wildlife, hear a little bit about local history. And then during the Authors Day event, we'll have several short, hour-long cruises, just a chance to get out on the water for a few minutes. They're not aligned with any particular presentation. They're just going on simultaneously. And, of course, the Appalachia Exhibit Hall at Five Rivers, which will be next door to where this is held, will be open all day as well. And I should mention there'll be food on site. We're going to have the Greek Gals food truck will be on site from 11 to 2. So it's going to be a unique day-long event, and it's one that we started a few years ago, and it's just getting bigger every year.
Yeah, I'm so happy with the cruises happened there, because there's a lot of people even here at home, not just, you know, sometimes we'll say, oh, it was somebody who's new to town, they just moved here, or their relatives or something. Take them in the Delta, but, you know, as you and I have talked over the years, just kind of growing up, is that my backyard growing up, I would take people all the time, and they'd be like, I've lived here my whole life, and I've never been, you know, anywhere off the Bayway or the Causeway, and they just are blown away by how pretty it is.
Oh, yeah, it is beautiful, and the great thing about getting out there with a boat is you appreciate it from a different perspective, and you get to see your community from a vantage point that you normally don't really get to see and appreciate, and so it's usually something that people, even if you lived here all your life, it's usually something that's going to be a unique opportunity for you, so we really love taking people out there.
All right, and you mentioned, we're talking authors here, so I'm not going to let him sneak away here, y'all, without talking to this author, Mike Budd. Okay, your books are fantastic. I'm a super big fan.
Thank you.
And let's talk about, like, some that, can they pick them up at the event on the 19th? Or, I mean, where can they get Mike Budd books?
Well, everything that I've got out is, of course, available on Amazon and through the publishers. There are two that are available here at the park. I'm not one of your featured presenters this year at Alabama Authors Day, so I doubt I'll have much there. But I've written several and got a few more in the mix, one about Mobile that's going to be coming up. I'll be working with UGA Press on it. I'll be sharing with you when we get a little closer. But everything I've got, just because we'll go to Amazon.com, and you'll see a lot of things about Gulf Coast history, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Florida, those areas that are really near and dear to me, and that's what I mainly concentrate on.
So these are all Mike's children, so he loves them all. And but I would give y'all this, like the three, that like my quick top three, y'all: 14th Colony, Early Alabama, and The Battle for the Southern Frontier. Y'all, to live here, you got to read those. Those are great books. Which then I'll ask you the question too that I always ask you: why don't we not have a big feature movie on the Creek War? Why do we not have that? I mean, could you write a better movie? Could you put enough character? I mean, is every character everything?
Yeah, you talk about some big characters, some larger than life events, some things that had dramatic implication across not only our area but the nation. Yeah, it's all there. You've got everything from Andrew Jackson to Native Americans arguing among themselves, early settlers, international aspect with Spain owning a colony just to our south while we're at war with Great Britain, it would be a dramatic tale, I'll tell you that.
Here's what I see. The opening scene, canoe fight. Opening scene is a canoe fight. Then you can build backwards off that and forwards, but you could open, I mean, you know, whatever drone camera coming in on the river and the canoe. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, they get a... Hey, directors out there, listen, we need to make that movie. That one, and then the other one I rail about, but I haven't done this to you before, so I asked Dalton all the time. I said, why is there not a Daniel Boone movie? You know, why not? We need a Daniel Boone movie.
We've got sort of the Daniel Boone of Alabama involved in that Creek War aspect with Sam Dale. He's pretty much the equivalent to that story elsewhere, and it's a story that we don't know all that well, but there's a lot of larger-than-life characters from that time period, and you can easily see why I'm so intrigued with it.
You know what's absolutely, as am I, the Sam Dale thing, and I think I've, and now I'm just going through my complaints right now. Mike Bunn is having to listen to complaints on the radio like he does on the phone for me. The only Sam Dale book that's just about him that I have it, it's like a eighth grade book. Yeah. You know, and of course, I bought it just to have it with all my other books. But we need a grown-up's Sam Dale book, specifically, you know, his time and travails.
Oh, we do. We do. It's desperately needed. And it's one of about 50 that I would love to get to one day. Maybe I'll get time to investigate his life a little further because we need it. We need a good biography on him.
Absolutely. If y'all just joining us, talking to Mike Bunn with historic Blakely State Park, and big month here in February for stuff going on. But remind folks, y'all have stuff, like you said, going on all the time. How's the best way to, other than coming right here to Midday Mobile, what's the best way to keep up with what y'all have going on at the park?
BlakeleyPark.com. Go to our website. Everything that we've got coming up, all of our cruises are on our website, and we've got it filled out all the way through our big reenactment coming up later in the spring. We've got some music in the spring. We've got some lunches, lunch cruises, etc. So it's going out all the way that far. You'll find events that are booked up to 2 to 3 months in advance that you can all register for, purchase tickets for right through BlakeleyPark.com on the events page.
Yeah, and I guess I'm remiss in the fact that I didn't bring this up. We had talked about, I think last time, that the footprint of Blakely is expanded now.
Yeah, it sure has. We the foundation, the Historic Blakely Foundation, owns a good bit of the property on which the park operates, and it owns or has owned a portion of the battlefield where the United States colored troops, the actual former slaves who volunteered to fight in the federal army, actually fought. And that part of the battlefield, it just was separated from the main park. Took us a little while to get public access there, but we have opened it now. It's called the USCT Heritage Trail, and it is now open to the public. And it's going to, in the future, we're just going to make more of that tract of land available as we get the resources to do it.
Great stuff, Mike. As always, I appreciate our conversations, and work on those books for me. We'll be good.
Sure thing. Thank you for having me on, Joe.
Always a pleasure. Mike Bunn, Executive Director at Blakely Historic State Park. And coming right back, more Midday Mobile next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
We have a headline here on one of the monitors in the studio. Pentagon struggling to keep up with weapons tech. You know, I watch, so finally, I watch Top Gun, whatever, 2, the Maverick story, whatever, last night. I know, I don't watch a lot of movies, so if you're like, everybody watched that a year ago, well, I'm getting around to it. So, but it was good to have some old tech, too, because, I mean, Maverick could fly the, you know, the broken down F-14 to get them out of wherever stand that they had to go do the mission. I hate to ruin the, that was, you know, it was eye candy. It was eye candy with the flying scenes. It was good. It was good. I enjoyed that. It was a movie, you know what, it's a movie that you could do stuff, because I don't do good sitting still. I know it's a big surprise, but so I could watch the movie and walk around and do things, and if I missed 30 seconds of discussion, I could pick the movie right back up where it was and wouldn't go why did they do, go fly the jet. That's cool. All right, speaking of communication here, 343-0106, that's our number. This segment of the show brought to you by another number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They also got a website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Big national company, you know about them, but locally owned. And a friend of mine, so Trey Bennett with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, I think looking at 15 years coming up for doing business here along the Gulf Coast, Mobile and Baldwin County specifically. And used them personally, used them with this radio station, used them on a storage unit, and so many people here at work, and people by the hundreds, if you go online and look at the review, have done the same thing. You got junk, you want it gone. It could be little stuff, like tons of boxes and stuff, or you're trying to get a house full of junk, you want to get rid of half of it, a third of it, whatever. Or maybe it's big stuff, like you're like, how the heck are we going to move the above-ground swimming pool and the swing set? Or the storage building in the backyard, or even a storage unit that's chock-a-block full of stuff you don't need, you get 1-800-GOT-JUNK. The process really easy. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And then somebody will talk to you, or type with you if you do the online thing, and they'll find a day that works for you, a window of time that works for you, and then they set a good old-fashioned appointment. Because I know you're busy, they know you got kids and work and all that stuff going on. They set this appointment. And then they show up, and all you do at that point is point at the stuff you want gone. They'll quote your price right there on the spot. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done right then. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. A friend of mine doing great, great work. Let them do some of that for you. All right. You can get some text here in a little bit. So if you want to, Mike won't say it, but if you go to Mike Bunn, it's like with two N's, MikeBunn.net. That's my buddy Mike's website, and you can also see all his books and all that stuff from there. He's a great author. If you like Alabama history, interested in those kind of things like I am, Mike is a font of information. So check that out, MikeBunn.net, and go see him at Blakely. Always great stuff going on at Blakely. All right, to the telephones here. Robert is in Sims, and he's up next. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, listen, Robert.
One more time, I'm going to be your self-appointed field guy with a little research for you.
All right.
This is going to make some cops aggravated and make some laugh, but
okay.
I'm sure you saw it on there. There's some things you can kind of see a cop and predict whether how hot-headed they're going to be or not.
Okay.
And if you agree with that, I'll go ahead and tell you it's about five. You beware of the bald-headed cop.
Okay.
Beware of the short bald-headed cop. That increases things by a factor of two.
Okay.
If they've got tattoos sleeved out down to their wrist, that's an indicator of, can be an indicator. All these can be an indicator.
Okay. Not necessarily, but can be.
It can be, yeah. I'm not, mm-hmm. yeah. I right. don't understand the tattoo thing, but, that's just me. But it seems, I've looked at more of this badge cam probably than you have, and I'm just telling you, these things are reoccurring themes that I've seen.
Okay, and, but that's three.
The
now,
cop that's got the oversized wristwatch. You know, the Airborne Ranger, MACV, Special Operations Group, wristwatch. It's about, I don't know, big.
Right, right.
If they're in a squad car and they've got too much TAC gear on, if they look like they're just loaded down for patrol in Afghanistan, that's going to be an indicator.
So those are the five you're looking out for, but some are at a multiplier level, you're saying.
Yeah, if you have more than two or three of these in one cop, you need to mind your manners.
Well, you know what? Life is easier.
I'm all for people minding their manners.
I'm about to say, life is easier when you do that.
Yeah, I'm all for that. But I'm just telling you, some cops can be touchy. And these are things I've noticed.
Okay.
And one more. Now, this may be, go ahead and flip the cover off your, whatever you do when you dump a call. This one's not...
It's something like that probably is what I do. I press that button. All right. So, if somebody wants to chime in, that was Robert's theory on and making light, and I get what Robert's doing. We really hadn't even gotten into this during the show today, but just talked about it a little bit at the beginning, and now a sixth Memphis police officer involved in the Tyree Nichols death relieved of duty. This from localmemphis.com. Memphis police say Preston Hemphill, who was hired in 2018, was relieved of duty when MPD, that's Memphis, not Mobile, started their investigation into Nichols' death. What I watched in that video, and I see the text, and the text has come through, and people say, well, that wouldn't happen if I think there was some conversation of this on Jeff's show. Wouldn't happen if you didn't run for the police. Okay. Let's analyze that just for a second here, because we only got about 30 seconds till news. What it takes to apprehend the suspect, within reason, because we get into questions about car chases, but what it takes to apprehend the suspect, I'm there. Once they're apprehended and disabled, and you're going to get licks on them and hit them and do all that? No. No. So the people tell me, well, that wouldn't have happened if they wouldn't have. You still don't get to do that. It's not right. It's not even the people defending that. I don't. Maybe you want to call in and defend that. We'll do that right after the news.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1:35 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. We'll come back to. Get back to what just happened here. I want to visit the story from last hour. We're using this as a chance to talk about something. By the way, hi, this is Midday Mobile. My name is Sean. I'm glad you're here. Our phone number, our text line, 343-0106. So I had a text earlier from somebody identifying themselves as being involved in law enforcement. Like I said on the text line, you don't have to give me your real name. You can. A lot of people do, but I'm not your first name or something like that. But if you're going to be somebody, like, I have to know if it's an unnamed texter who says, well, I'm law enforcement, and it's this, that, and the other, I can't just go with that, right? I mean, I know there's probably plenty of people do. The internet's chock-a-block full of that, but I'm still a throwback into to knowing before I had not. So we're now getting word here because somebody earlier had texted. Now, I do not understand. I know I'll bring up a flurry of questions that I do not have an answer to. And if you're just joining us, this is hinging off the story that was floating around social media this morning. And then Lanyap goes out and does a report on a human penis found at a gas station at Navco near I-10. Okay. So somebody had said earlier in that text is like 100 down the stack now, so I don't have it right in front of me, but had said to me that that this was involved in that wreck this morning, right? That wreck this morning that had traffic tied up for so long and all that. So now how I don't know how it got from there. I mean, I don't know how it would get from there at the wreck site on I-10 up to the gas station. It's so strange because the Lanyap story over at lanyapmobile.com says that there's a security video that shows the Richard falling out of this truck somewhere while the truck's filling up for gas and the gas truck pulls away and then the Richard falls onto the parking lot surface. So this is what we're, once again, though, I have to wait to tell you what really happened when they'll have a real, they'll have a real press conference. They're doing the investigation now, but, when you have the, so they're saying somehow that this might be involved with that wreck that was on I-10. Just another piece of information. We got to wait to get more information on that. But yeah, so if you're somebody like that, just give me I can just say an unnamed texter says this, but if you're going to say, with law enforcement, this, that, or the other, I kind of almost have to have some knowledge of who you are. Okay. So a lot of reaction to Robert's call earlier about law enforcement, we'll come back to that. I do want to say this. So on the Tyree Nichols video that I saw with many of y'all, usually, if a video is just gratuitous with violence, I try to avoid those. Actually, but this was obviously something we need to see because we're hearing that this video is coming out and all the things we're going to be associated with this. I watched the video, and maybe this is where I'll be on not anybody's side except for mine and probably millions of y'all too. Is that? I am, if any doubt, if you're new to the station, a big supporter of law enforcement, let alone having friends in law enforcement, just a fan of what separates us good people from the people that want to harm us, right? It's important. What is done, and people talk about, he was just reckless driving or this, that. Okay, I don't know that whole scenario that led to, was it peeling out? Was it switching lanes? I don't know. But he gets pulled over. And then I know. I'm inundated with texts here saying, well, it would never happen to him if he wouldn't have resisted arrest. No, that's not right. That's not right. What law enforcement does to apprehend the suspect, or the bad guy, I'll even call him, I'm on board. The person, they got to, other than some things we'll discuss, whether high speed chases, those things. I have some opinions there that may not be completely in line, but with the others. But once somebody is, you know, law enforcement is tasked with getting the person, the suspect, in custody, what happens in that process, obviously non-lethal and all this, I'm not for shooting people in the back or anything like that. But if you're wrestling with somebody who is not, you know, not cooperating, like I've told my children 100 times, I said, listen, y'all, I don't care if the cop is in the wrong. You do what they're saying to do, and we'll sort it out in court if need be. Right? Do what they say, because that's how. So while that person's resisting, I'm on board with the, you know, tasing and, you know, whatever you have to do to bring that person down. Once you have subdued the suspect, and they're now not a threat. And if y'all watch the same video as I did, you had the body cam, but then you had like a camera that was like a surveillance camera or something off a building. If you watched that and you thought that was all right, you're sick. You're sick. Once again, what is done to apprehend the suspect is one thing. You get no pushback from me on that. Once you have subdued that suspect, they can't do anything, and you're going to go get a punch in, get a kick in, No, not okay. Not even close, not even semi, not just a little bit bad. It's a lot bad. You know, and I, like I said at the beginning of the show, if you'll Google, Tyree Nichols, and there'll be stories out there, the positive things about him and this, that, and the other, these stories are like he's a good guy, creative, all that. It doesn't matter. Even if he was bad guy or wasn't all the superlatives they're laying out for him, they shouldn't lay out superlatives to say it's okay to beat the crap out of a guy once you have him subdued. It's not okay. Before they're subdued, I'm with you 100% with law enforcement, because I want those cops to go home to their families. I want them to do what it needs to be done to get the suspect in custody, obviously within the law, or to shoot a fleeing person or anything like that, but to subdue that person. But once they are subdued, and I'm going to get a hit, and I'm going to get a hit. The people who text me say that that's okay because he fled law enforcement. I don't know what you're talking about. How do you arrive at that? I don't know. Maybe you can call me and tell me. 343-0106, 343-0106. Doesn't have Meta. The only light moment here, doesn't have Meta said, did he just say the... Well, I can't read that text right now, but I know what you're saying. Did they say the head of the National Enquirer's last name is Pecker? Yes, they did. Well, this is not working. But I got your text, and now it just says here that a lot of y'all were questioning Robert's assessment of law enforcement, who you had to worry about out there. That's Robert. Robert has a... And he says, number one reason for callers to get dumped is their bad callers. Yeah, but not disagreeing with me. You can disagree with me all day long. But Robert does that. It's Robert's thing. It's his... That's his MO. That's fine. He can say what he wants to say, and then folks can disagree with him. That's the beauty of the show. You don't have to agree with everything. And I think what he's doing, I guess it was satire, trying to impugn people how they look. That's prejudice, right? But the serious subject here is what we saw in that video. And what we saw after they had subdued Tyree Nichols had was not going to hurt them, was not going to get away. But then you're getting in your shots. You know what that is, too? That is the biggest disservice. Those cops in Memphis did the biggest disservice, obviously, number one, to the man who ended up dying, Tyree Nichols, but also to every other good cop in this country. It's disgusting. All right, we'll take some calls here. Rick is in Mobile up first. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Sean. Appreciate you tackling this subject here today. I want to tell you something as a former LEO and Mobile and Biloxi. One thing that people like the five that did that, that's unexcusable. And the same thing with the guys that did that stuff with George Floyd. Unexcusable. And had I been around George Floyd, the officer will let, forget his name. Okay, dude, here's the thing. And you do, until you get in the car and you've done that high-speed chase and the adrenaline is pumping, do you want to get out and beat the hell out of somebody who's caused you to possibly lose your life? Yes, you do.
Yeah, yeah.
But you cannot. At the time that you effect the arrest, you do what you got to do to de-escalate the situation. Once you have him in cuffs or in custody, cuffs preferably, once that's done, the battle's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to disclaim here, bud.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, Rick, because what you're doing on air is what personally has been told to me by friends of mine that are in law enforcement, because I've asked that same question, just, you know, question over having a beer. I said, don't you want to, because that adrenaline, I said, don't you just want to stomp somebody? Because what you just said, yes, your adrenaline's up, all these risks. They said, yeah, you have that, but you train it out of yourself and you don't do that. And that's
I'll just tell you, buddy, I've walked that street. That's a lot easier said than done sometimes. And these people that say we don't need to be chasing people. Let me ask you a very direct question, Sean. I know you got youngins.
Yeah.
For all you know, you're on the air one day. Somebody goes in your house, assaults your family, your children, whatever. And I get behind them. And unbeknownst to me, they just did that assault. I could have had a chance to catch the guy that made the assault on your family, but because of stupid policies,
you have to kill the
pursuit.
You're right. And you lay out a scenario there that I've had. It's great to have this conversation with you, because other friends of mine have agreed with you 100%, basically the same thing you're saying. And then others said to me, hey, Sean, unless we know that guy's got a gun and he's going over somewhere to get somebody, we have the technology to grab those people. You know, if the chase is going to take us through a very populated area or a lot of traffic, we have a way to go get those guys another way without laying out how they do it. You know how they do it, but
well, I do, and that's erroneous to a certain degree. You know, I mean, bottom line is, for all you know, the guy that's driving that car, granted, you got the tag. Oh, get the tag number. Catch him up later. How do you know the damn thing ain't stolen?
Right. I'm saying where they're kind of maybe, I don't think I'm going to tell anything that's, you know, but they're watching the vehicle. They have ways to be tracking that vehicle in motion to get somebody in front of them. But no, not all scenarios are the same. I just have seen stories that I've you know what, should there have been a chase in that case? There's a lot of them that you're spot on. I mean, you know, you got a bad guy, you got to go get him. I want y'all to, you know, people in law enforcement to go get them. Also, do worry about public safety overall and make sure that to say you can never chase somebody, heck no, I would never say that. I'd never say that.
Well, I'll be the first to tell you real quick, I've had a chance to pop two people in the past with a 357 Magnum. Because of the possible collateral damage, I didn't. And I got ridiculed a little bit by some of my fellow officers. You know, dude, you could have took him out right then. Well, maybe I could, but you don't know what else could have happened. True. And these people that say, shoot him in the leg, are you out of your mind? That's only good for Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Well said. Hey, thank you for your service. Thanks for the phone call, Rick. I appreciate it. A lot of people chiming in on the text line as well. And I get the emotion. It's funny. I mean, Rick brings this up. I've had this conversation off air with friends of mine and say, how could you not, you know, and they said, you want to, these guys did, you want to, but you don't. That's why you hold officers up that do it correctly with such esteem. Because at that point in the day, they're having to make choices and fight against human instincts because they've been trained. And back to the conversation we always end up having, right, about having wisdom in law enforcement and those. What I saw in that video, and maybe somebody will show me how I'm all wrong and I don't know any better, this, that, and the other. What I saw in that video, once Tyre Nichols was subdued, once again, I'm not anti, like, go get the bad guy. Go get him. I mean, you know, I don't know the full story and whether it's reckless, right, whatever. Go get him. You know, you got to tase him and bring him back. You hear nothing from me. Once you have subdued or, like Rick said, you know, cuff that person, whatever, you don't do that. And just because, you know, people say, well, he ran from cops. Okay, you caught him. You've now done the thing. You've caught him. Remember, this is about public safety. Ah, look, well, it's good. When a bunch of people are mad at me on there, that's good. I like that. That's good. We'll come back and let you discuss.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 152 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Time to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. And end of the month here, we're down to the last few days. What does that mean for shoppers for their next vehicle?
Well, yeah, Sean, we got 2 days left in January, and it started off really good. What it means at the end of the month, it means the salespeople are always trying to hit their bonuses. And in my case, I'm wanting to see my salespeople hit their bonuses, but not just that. All of your lenders, your banks, finance companies, they're all trying to hit their goals as well. So they'll step out a little deeper, and sometimes they'll approve something that's a little bit sketchier than they would have normally, as far as giving us more money or more term or something like that, to where you can get your payments where you want. So now's the time to buy, if any.
All right. So this is there's the pro tip for the man that's been doing it decades and decades. All right. Tell folks how to come find you, look at that inventory, and make that deal here before the month ends.
We got a lot of new inventory coming in daily. We're at Highway 90 in Plantation in Theodore. That's exit 15A on I-10, 1 mile south. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068. Go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com. Give us a chance.
Good stuff. David, thank you.
Have a good day, Sean.
You too. David McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Try to get through some of these stacks and stacks of text here. We'll try to call a little bit here, but we probably not go back into the what was found at the gas station stuff. That believe me, that'll be all over the news by tomorrow, tonight, national news. I try to get past that. And more of that. Like, people are just waking up to the story. Good. I see a flurry of people like Tuskers and others who love camping at Blakely. I know that Leanna does as well. I do. I think the last time I was out there with the Cub Scouts. Love that. Okay. Unnamed texture. Let's not forget it started with a lack of respect for authority. If not resisting, this does not happen. Yeah. So another one of those. Once again, it doesn't make it okay. I mean, I have the utmost respect for law enforcement. I mean, listen, any period of time, I'm all in on making our community safe, and that comes through law enforcement. But you also have to do what you're tasked to do, and that's public safety. That's not getting a revenge in, right? And I understand, well, academically, I understand that response, right, that you'd want to do that. But you don't do it. That's why we think law enforcement is cool, because they could do that and not go take it out. I mean, whatever you do, apprehending the suspect, with obviously legally, apprehending the suspect, I'm going to defend law enforcement 100%. Once the person is subdued, no. So if you saw that video and you said, well, that's okay because he ran from police, he resisted. No, it is not. Now, what happens till they give up? Different story. This is why I told you, by the end of this, all sides are mad at me. That's fine. I don't care. I'm used to that. You're correct in getting the suspect, and I'm going to support you. But once that person is subdued, to go, you watch it where they're like, I'm going to get my hit, and I'm going to get my, no. Thank you, Eddie and Adam, and a bunch of people here that agree. That's good. A lot of people disagree. Don says, I agree with you 100%. But have you thought about just how stupid the cops were, knowing that they had body cams? The whole thing was just surreal. Well, you know, thank God there was a camera there. Those cops need to be gone. Those cops are, I mean, gone. Obviously, I mean, they're gone from the police department, but they're going to go, I mean, they're going to go to jail or prison. So if that's, you know, but the problem is the damage is done too. You have a dead person because this Tyre Nichols, you got a dead person. And then beyond that, the additional effect is now it further tarnishes the name of law enforcement out there. Yeah, there's so many of these coming in. And thank you. So Adrian uses the word, it comes down to, and this, now it just jumped around here. I think professionalism, you're right. That's why we should hold law enforcement in high esteem, because they're not doing what we would do as a normal, you know, somebody does something to you and runs away and then you catch them, then you, I'll put it in, some kids are still in school for 3 minutes, you whip their ass, right? That's not what law enforcement does. Law enforcement gets the bad guy, does what they need to do within legal means to subdue them, and then they take them to jail. That's why it's not street justice and mob violence. No, it's a rule of law and a procedure for public safety. So those of you that makes mad, oh well. So be it. It's not the first time. All right, Paul Feinbaum show on the way next. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Remember, check out our app or just go straight to our social media feeds for the latest news throughout the afternoon. Facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5, or you can check us out. Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Same thing for Instagram. Oh, yeah. So big thank you to Joy Life Gulf Coast Ball, who had us back out for, third year? MC and Nicolette Schleisman and I MC'd the event, and a bunch of us from the station were there. Those pictures of the big fancy dresses and the Tails, Dalton and Tails. Go look at that picture. Go to Instagram or Facebook. Check that out. All right. See y'all tomorrow.